Go ahead.
Okay, we are in
Does
Hilton
Dove get power
Spirits.
yet?
I don't know.
No, they're saying 10 o'clock, but I don't see anybody on the block working on anything.
Harold, do you have? Does Harold have?
Harold has.
I do have. I'm fine.
Okay, good for
We're
you.
on the Farakway grid, though.
Oh, really?
Us in the Sutton Park. Here's the Farakway grid.
You guys are from I guess the lower level, like us common folk.
Yes, but we have power right now, so.
Okay, so it works.
So the common folk is sometimes better.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Simon Chav Hey, Hilchos Ribis.
Samache.
Samach, I'm sorry.
Of
We're up to
Gimel.
Chav Gimel, yeah. Mutar l'harbis b'nedunyas chasanim. You're allowed to add to the nedunya is basically the dowry of chasanim. K'gayin she'pasach nedunya l'bitay. If somebody says he's going to give a dowry for his daughter, v'hisna im chasanai, and he made a tanai with his father-in-law, with his son-in-law, she'kol shana she'yaniach etzleyas in the dunya, for every year that the son-in-law will let the father-in-law hold on to the money. Right, yitin loy kach v'kach sar. He'll give him even more money than mutter. It's mutter. Sounds like this father-in-law and son-in-law get along with each other, right? The father-in-law tells the son-in-law, "I got to give you money, but if you don't need the money, I'll hold on to it and I'll give you more." So that's not considered a loan. Shane's a elikamaisif nedunya. We look at it like he's just adding on. Ukiilu amar loy ani noisin l'chamatana kach v'kach l'zman pliny. I'm giving you a present for this and this amount of time. If I don't give it to you for that amount of time, I'm going to add on that amount. The mutter, that's mutter. Because it's a present, it's not a loan. But dafka kishehisnu kain miyad b'shas ksivas atanayim. That's only if they made this tanai when they wrote the tanayim. The kivan da'ad ata lo yahayu alav shum chiyuv, because until now, he never had any chiyuv to pay him. Imken, I call hu chiyuv echad. That's all one chiyuv. Avalim b'shas ksiv was a tanayim. But when they made the agreement, nischayep b'stam sach nedunya, he was required to give him that amount. B'shas achasana writes in l'spashet losis loy davar ma b'shvil harchavas azman. And then at the wedding, meaning by the engagement, he told him, "I'm going to give you $1,000 a year." And then at the wedding, he said, "You know what? I don't really have the money now. I'll give you 1,100." If you don't take the money now, so then already he was already chayiv to give, so it's asur. We tzrichin lasis b'derech heter, and you have to make sure that they do this in the derech heter. Fine, chav dalet. Yisrael
Well,
shalova ma'ak.
what's derech heter? What does
So
it
you want to see
mean?
that in the next siman.
Okay, and also like nowadays, is it people do it in writing? Anybody does it in writing?
What they're gonna give? I never
Yeah.
heard of it. I never heard of it.
It's all oral, yeah.
Yeah. As far as I know. Yisrael, let's say a Yisrael, this next one is complicated. A Yisrael that borrows from a goy, beribis, but he has a guarantor who's a yid. Yisrael acher, meaning normally you can do ribis from a goy, which is not so simple, but we do it. And yeah, but he has another Yisrael who's the Arev Imhu Inyan She'ein Ha'akam Yochel L'Tvoya Tchila Ela Es Haloiva. If it's a situation that the guy can only go to the borrower first, va'ach kishaloi yeah, when he can't go to the borrower, as Yochel L'Tvoya Min Arev, then he can go to the guarantor. Then it's mutter. Aval Imhu Binyan She'akam Yochel L'Tvoya Tchila Es Arev. But if it's the type of loan where the guy can go after the guarantor, it's as if the guarantor borrowed from the guy, the Hilvali Yisrael, and then lent it to Yisrael, Haloiva, who's borrowing from him, Vaasar, then it's Asar. Right? So, meaning, because then we look at it as if the Yid's lending the Yid. We'll get down to a very practical application of this, but first let's finish this halacha. A guy borrowed from a Yisrael, Yisrael who Arev, and the other Yisrael is the Arev. Imu be'inyan she'ein amal v'yochel l'tvoya tchila el ha'akam ha'loiva. If it's in a situation where the lender is able to be tevei tchila the akam ha'loiva, va'ach kasher lo yimtza etzel ha'akam ha'loiva Oz Yigamin Arif, then it's mutter because it's the opposite case. Because the it's a loan between a guy and a yid. But if it's in a situation where he can go after the guarantor, also first, Arif who kemoi laiva, the Arif is like a laiva, but also it's also. Yisrael Arif, and if the Yisrael is an Arif, Rak ba'ara Keren, maybe he's only a guarantor for the Keren, for ba'ara Ribis, and not for the Ribis, Mutar is Mutar. But then Yisrael Shalom Yisrael, a Yid that borrows from a Yid, Yisrael Acher Yid Arif, and another Yid is going to be a guarantor, but Mashalim Avur Zeh, and the lender is actually paying the guarantor for the that he's going to guarantee his loan, Makilin. So that's a big tumult if you're allowed to pay somebody to be your guarantor. Now, the big practical application of this, I think, in some form, is credit cards, somebody borrowing somebody else's credit card and then charging them interest. So people make the mistake and think, well, I'm not lending him the money, the bank's lending him the money, right? But since he's using my credit card, I'm the one responsible for the loan. Meaning, let's say Naftali Lerner takes my credit card and he pays the interest to the bank. Since the credit card's in my name, essentially what it's doing is that I'm borrowing the money from the bank, lending it to Naftali Lerner Beribis. He's paying me and I'm paying the bank. And the most places can say that's mamash and issa daraisa. So if anybody does lend out their credit card, make sure that you don't that the guy does not pay interest on that credit card. And then
We
the
did
same thing would be
this.
with mortgages. What?
We did this. You lent when I had to buy a house. I could say a while ago. You told me to make sure to pay the bill in full.
I don't have no recollection, but
Yeah,
yeah.
when I when yeah,
I'm
you
happy
told
to
me to.
hear.
You
I'm
told me to
happy to
make
hear
sure.
I actually lent somebody something.
It meant pay in full before it hit Rivis, before any interest charges.
Right, that's what you have to do,
Right.
exactly.
Yeah. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? The contract with the credit card is that you are obligated to pay interest if you don't pay on time. So it's already part of the agreement.
No, but he's paying me the interest.
No, but I'm saying the rebus is already like part of the agreement. It's already in like it's part of it.
So what?
There's already obligation to pay, meaning it's on you, meaning it's not on the borrower, it's on
It's
the
on me,
owner.
correct, correct.
Right, so as long as okay, fine.
Yeah, fine. Chav hey. Akum Shamali Yisrael, a guy tells a yid, Mois beribis mi Yisrael. A guy tells a yid, borrow money with interest from a yid, al mashkan zeh, with this collateral. I afilo ain't a nice and lay mashkan, or if he doesn't give him a mashkan, el a shtar chayv. He just gives him a IOU. And the malve is samech himself, rak al mashkan, oy al a shtar, shall akam on a mashkan or a shtar of the akam al a shliach. Ain't shum achrayas, and the shliach has no achrayas. Mutter, it's mutter to do this, because since it's ultimately a yid lending a guy, see, and the yid, the other yid, is just a shliach. Bafilo you saw the shliach, maybe it's a ribis lamava, and even if the yid brings the interest, mutter lekabla, he could still take it. Yigmar He, as long as he has in his das, shekol achrayas hamashkan all the achrayas of mashkan Bein b'havah, bein b'chazorah, whether he's bringing it, whether he's giving it back, hakol al achriyusa. This is all on his responsibility. While the shliach lo yiyah shum achrayus, and the shliach will not have any achrayus. Chavav v'chein Yisrael shenosan mashkan ashtar chayv liYisrael chaveiroi. Yisrael gives a mashkan or a shtar chayv to Yisrael chaveiroi sheyilva b'shviloi. That he should lend with this alzeh mois per ribis me akum mois with ribis from an akum. Zima akum ain't a samech rak ala mashkan oil a star. If the guy is not samech only on the mashkan oil a star, ala shliach ain't shum achrayas, and the shliach has no achrayas, so then mutter, it's mutter. Vechenim a Yisrael hilva tchilu li Yisrael chaver ala mashkan. If a yid lends another yid on a mashkin, v'achar kach omer la malva, and after that he tells the malva, lovei mois me akum per ribis al mashkan zeh. borrow money from a guy with ribis on this mashkin. Ribis, and it's on me to pay the karen ribis. If the guy is samech on the mashkin itself, mutter, it's mutter, right? Because the original lender, who's now a shliach, he's not responsible. Okay, not so easy to get all the nuances. Chav Zayin, Yisrael shilva al mashkin beribis, kach v'kach l'chayidish, Yisrael that lends a guy on a mashkin with ribis, this and this amount for the month, v'achar kach ba Yisrael l'chaveiro, and afterwards the Yisrael comes to his friends, shehu yal v'loy yisal ma'is al mashkin zeh, that he lends him money on this mashkin, v'shehu yitol a ribis, shiyal me'yoyim ad apiroyin, and he is going to take the ribis that's going to go from today until the payment day, mutter is mutter. But if he already changed the principal with the ribis for the length of the loan, right, then it's as if the whole keren belongs to a yid, and he can't borrow on this mashkin with ribis mikisa, because then it's as if he's giving the ribis from his own pocket. Okay, ma'ay social Yisrael. If you have a yid's money, mufkadim bi'an akum, a guy is holding on to a yid's money. V'hilva is only Yisrael beribis, and he lends it to Yisrael beribis. Im hayam ba'achrayas ha'akum, if it's with the achrayas of the guy, shim yoyvar ha'chayv yischayv hu l'shan b'ma'aysav, that if he loses the chayv, he has to pay the money. Mutter it's mutter. V'me'ena ba'achrayas ha'akum, but if it's not in the achrayas of the guy, asr it is asr. If there's a kvutzas mois, means like a money market fund, meaning it's a place where people just put their money, their savings. So they each have a share in it. What do we call this thing? This is a big hack a few years ago in Lakewood with the car loans, used car loans. Credit unions, right? So if a yid's part of it, Yisrael and yidden lend from their beribis, meaning because the credit union, everybody who's part of the union is like an owner, and then they go lending beribis to other yidden. So hema, even though the people in charge are goyim, kamakam nearly the isu gomer, it's an isu gomer. You can't put your money in there. Kishema, perhaps Yisrael is not Hogan is gonna be landed there. Bechain also a little bit Misham, Kishem Nosan Lasham, Yisrael Shein Hogan, because maybe they're gonna put there Yisrael who's not proper. Chavtes, partners that need to borrow money, beribis from a guy, Yasu Shelasochem Echlasis. You have to ask Kishayla what to do, because it's two Yidden taking out a loan. So then the shaila is, do we look at it that they're partners in every penny, or it's two separate loans, etc. Ayin tasim and kuval, ayin etc. etc. Fine. Mummer means a yid who's somebody who doesn't act like a yid. You still can't borrow from him beribis. Which is interesting because we look at him mamish like a goy. Right? But and you can't. It's you should be machmer also. You shouldn't lend him money either. Meaning, you shouldn't borrow from him. You shouldn't lend from him, because he's still ultimately he's still a yid. Yeah. Okay. Then we get into next siman is Hilchos Isco, which is a way to get around all these ribbis things, but we'll see that tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem. Everybody should have a fine night and be matzliach.
Thank you.